Welcome back. We are the Christies. TM New Home Connection. Next episode.
Yes.
Of our podcast. And we have two exciting guests here today.
We have two very exciting guests
Well, at
here
least
today.
One.
So, Christy, I will let you do the honors of introducing our guest.
You know, I should have confirmed with LinkedIn.
So you
I
should
get your
have.
Titles correct.
We're winging it.
Okay.
That's okay.
Daniel Liefer.
Yay. Howdy.
I'm going to say, is it general or area?
General.
General sales manager for Ashton Woods, Houston.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
This is going to be fun.
Oh,
we're
yes.
We're excited.
And Shonda Lancaster, VP?
VP.
VP
yes.
of sales and marketing? Or just
and
VP?
Marketing.
Oh, VP of sales and
all
marketing.
Of it.
All the things.
For Ashton Woods, Houston.
Yay.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us.
We've been looking forward to this for like
yes, and
two
to get
months.
You both in here, we're excited.
I had to drag him in.
I see.
By, you know.
Well, let's go ahead and address just before we dive into anything, the elephant in the room. Let the people know what happened.
I missed sales.
That she did not.
I missed sales goal last week.
Your team let you down.
Yeah,
and you had to take the beating for
it. I did. Yeah, that's what. Wasn't as bad as 2 weeks ago, but
okay,
we got close.
You're gonna make it out alive.
I am. Okay. Yeah. No, we had a little accident and just tore up some stuff in the arm there.
I was on the phone with you when it happened.
You were on the phone. Yeah, I scared you because she was like, I screamed
yeah.
when it happened.
Yeah,
it
he
was
did scream.
Pretty painful.
Yeah, she told me that because I had been off and she was like, "What happened to Daniel? Is he okay?" And then she said some incident with a dog and. And you walked into $1 million circle.
With a million plus one.
Yeah. On Tramadol.
The I was on the phone with Christy, walked out back. The gardener had been there just to see, make sure he'd taken care of all the leaves and everything in the backyard. And my wife had left the gate open. So the dog sees the open gate. Oh, I run.
She's a runner.
And I
She's a track star.
I put the arm down and stop. Grab that collar and then pop, pop, pop.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog do you have that she pulled your arm out of its socket?
Running full speed, 45-pound dog. Yeah.
Just a
mutt.
It's actually a torn tendon and bicep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is technical.
We're really glad that you saved your dog, though. Way to go. The hero of the story is Daniel.
Yes.
I could have gotten on the bike and chased him down.
You might have crashed that too.
Yeah, not. But the, it was pretty painful when it happened.
Okay. Well.
And now I'm on drugs.
This is good. This is an under the influence interview.
Now I'm on drugs. Super.
Hey, so, if my arm was pulled out of its socket, I would probably be.
Yeah, to
in
all
the same
of the
position.
Sales consultants that need things right now, it's a good time to.
Oh yes,
email
to email Shonda.
Yes, yeah. Ashton Woods, email if you are Shonda. Listening, if you have an offer, send it to Daniel immediately.
Yes, he's approving
Effective
everything right now.
Right now.
Okay, well, we've got that out of the way. We wish you a speedy recovery.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Both to using. Both limbs, quickly, soon. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, well, you're in the clear.
Yeah, well, it kind of, we had plans for spring break that we're going to have to change.
Oh.
What were you doing?
We were going to go on a ski trip.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm glad y'all practiced that before the podcast.
Nailed it. Good job,
and his
Christ.
Daughter just broke her arm.
Oh, my
left
goodness.
Arm, yeah. Week before this happened.
Oh, so you're twinning.
Y'all are in it together.
We are.
But you aren't having the struggles of washing your hair. She, on the other hand, is probably in a bit of a
I don't
want to
go there because whatever point. Answer comes out will be inappropriate. So.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move on.
Got it.
Good segue.
Okay. So thank you guys so very much for joining us. The duo at Ashton Woods. But
the dynamic duo.
Yes. What do we want to start with?
We can start with the game. I think maybe as we play the card game, we can do like Ooh. One question from the card and then like one question about them just that we want to know.
Okay. We're going to just go right. We're diving right in.
So okay. This card game, none of us have ever played before. It's called Bold. We figured this was a really good one because Shonda was joining us.
Shonda's bold.
Shonda's very bold.
Is bald that a and word? Bald.
Did you want to add anything to that? No.
There's nothing to add.
Do you have anything to add?
I'm laughing too hard.
Instead of bold and beautiful, it. We have the bold and the bald.
You know, I think this. One of the things that Shonda loves about me is that I laugh at all my own silly jokes.
Good. So, yeah. I like someone who's their own hype person.
Well, he's got to be. I mean, they're not good.
Well,
his daughter said to him, "Dad, don't embarrass the family, and don't tell any bad dad jokes
for this for the podcast.
Don't embarrass the family."
What's her name?
Victoria.
Victoria. He's doing a really good job. We won't let him tell a joke.
The end.
I'm here for the jokes. I support that.
No. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name's Daniel. I have a problem.
Well, you're in luck because today you get to talk about yourself.
Oh my God.
This is TM therapy.
It is.
The bold way. So let's, so we're going to kind of go around. Maybe we'll do like two rounds of drawing cards.
Okay.
And I mean, we can just start. I'm going to start with you.
That's fine. Do I pick? I can choose any stack.
You can choose any stack. And then. How do we do this? You are asking the person, or do we just want to ask them the questions? I don't think you and I should answer any questions.
No, they don't need to know anything about us.
Oh.
We need to tell them about Shonda and Daniel. That's what they want to hear.
Oh, yeah. No one cares about
you. Do they?
Yes.
They live a boring life.
Right. I was like, we're
we can do that. We can pick the cards and ask, okay. And then they can pick a card and ask each other.
Oh, great. Not the white one, Daniel.
So just connection. From the...
Not the white one.
Okay.
Oh, she's uncomfortable. I know that face.
This is not... No, I'm a bit forfeiting confused that card? Because I don't think that there was an order, but this says final card.
Oh, yeah. No.
Kidding. We're going to keep going.
It said there wasn't rules to this. It was just pick the cards and ask.
I've never met a...
Oh, my goodness. You can't just...
There's never been a game in life that doesn't have rules.
I scanned it with the QR.
Mm. Okay. This is a good question, but I'm going to have to do both on there. Who is... I'm going to ask you, Daniel. Who is the most remarkable person that you know, and do you wish you were like them in any way?
I like that question.
I do too. Yeah.
So I would say my mother, because she took the chance to immigrate by herself from a foreign country here, came over, had an apartment above a butcher store in the middle of a trailer park, and built herself up and started her own business and has been successful I'd like to count myself among them, but three successful kids. And pretty well adjusted. So, my mom.
I love that.
That is incredible. So, she came from?
London, England.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And where was the butcher shop located?
It was in New Jersey, outside of Philadelphia, New Jersey. Yeah.
That's
it was a little town called Pensauk. And yeah. So, 3 years later, she came back. She went back to England and got me. I was living over there. I get there and... my first question, when we get to the apartment, we're looking over a highway out front, and I go, where are all the cowboys?
Oh, my goodness.
In New Jersey in 1973. Yeah.
No cowboys. So
there are no cowboys there.
Were you were born in England?
I was, yeah.
I didn't know that. You don't sound like it at all.
I don't. Came over here when I was six, so lost the accent pretty quickly.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And now you said she started her own business?
Yeah, she's... She's been very successful. She's been the president of the Chamber of Commerce and other things out in Cyprus. So
She's
done pretty well.
I love that. That's
and she lives in my neighborhood.
And
Yep. We're not going to say it out loud.
But when she told me where which neighborhood she was buying in, I did text Sean and go, how far is his address from you? I was scared it was going to be on the same street. I'm like, oh, I don't need that.
No.
That would have been funny, though.
No.
Text from your mom and your boss.
Yeah.
Hey. Good answer.
Funny. Yeah.
So. Good answer.
So I'll pull one and ask Shonda?
Yes.
What color was that you pulled?
Yellow.
Up? I'll do the connections one.
We said we weren't doing white.
I said you weren't doing white.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
I was like, I can build a connection.
I'll try one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on. I don't know if this stack is necessarily
applicable.
Ooh.
Wow. Ask me that one.
No, that was raunchy.
Oh!
Perfect.
Okay, Shonda.
I'm sorry.
What do you need when you are stressed?
Oh.
Probably just time with my family. That's the most relaxed I am when I'm at home and just enjoying being with my kids and my husband, which is not often anymore.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Just busy with work?
Well, I mean, I have a 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really hanging out with me too often. He would be really weird if he was, I think. And then... My 18-year-old, yeah, he's busy too. They've got their own lives. So
it's good. I can't believe how old they are.
Yeah. They're just fine spreading their wings, but when we're all together, that's when I'm the most relaxed. But
I would say that the day after an Astros win is when she's most relaxed.
Oh, do you get stressed when the Astros are playing?
Yeah. You don't?
I get stressed when they're actually playing.
Yeah.
Like when the game is on.
My husband and I never miss a game. Like, we watch every single game of the season.
Wow, so, that is a commitment.
It's a commitment.
How often do you go as well?
No.
Really?
I'll go down for like one or two games this season, but it's a lot of hassle to get down there.
And now it's going to be even more.
Yeah, I'm not.
Now you have to have a hotel down there.
Yeah, oh. I'm not for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, we love our patio and we sit out there and watch every single game.
I love that.
Throw the tennis ball from my annoying dog for 3 hours.
Oh, no.
So y'all boxers, are animal lovers, we see.
I have one boxer and then one I rescue. I don't know what it is exactly.
Yeah, we're dog lovers.
Yeah, we're dog lovers, but this will be my last boxer. This is my fifth one.
Mm-hmm. I remember
he's
you
the
boxers.
Worst. Absolutely.
Those are interview questions.
Worst.
Who's your favorite baseball team? You like dogs or cats?
There we go. Now we know.
Yeah.
Astros and dogs.
Astros and dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you a baseball fan?
I am a very big baseball fan. I had season tickets for a number of years.
Really?
Yeah. Huge, huge fan. I was lucky enough to meet a few of the players and over time. And
Oh, Daniel knows all the people.
Really? Who's the most famous that you've met?
Bumped into?
Either way.
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Ooh.
Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Where do you
Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice.
Where do you bump into these people at?
You know, in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
Just around.
At this point, it's in the old folks' home.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no. Yeah, Steven Tyler's up there now.
Yeah, he is. But... yeah, just happen, weird places just to meet up with or bump into people in bars or clubs or other places.
Don't go any further. Other places. Have you met anyone famous?
Daniel.
Daniel's famous?
I mean, he's very famous.
He is.
No.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, I met some people that y'all have never heard of back when I was little, but, you know, Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody heard us.
Yes.
Christy, do you know
Tyler
who
Rose?
Campbell is?
Yes.
Who?
Okay.
Is so
not everyone.
It's ball, but not baseball. Let's get
basketball.
Price.
No, one more, and you're out.
Football.
Yes.
Ding, ding.
Houston
yes.
Oilers. Ding, ding.
Ooh.
Yes.
And University of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So I met him back when I was just a... little 5-year-old, something like that.
Aww.
I mean, that was like just like 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. 5 years ago.
I'm like, I did the math and I'm just looking at you. All right, Daniel.
With a 20-year-old, with a 20-year-old son.
You now get to pick a card and ask a question to Shonda. And you get, if you don't like the card, you can put it back because I grabbed a few that were weird.
This one's about emotions, so that's really not Shonda. Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Tell me about the best version of yourself you believe you could be.
Okay. I think I'm a pretty good person. And by the way, let me touch on your emotions. I am very emotional. Thank you.
Okay, then what? I'll ask the first one.
I mean... Oh, they say the strongest people are also the most sensitive.
Yes.
So, I am emotional. I just don't let it show.
Okay.
So, like a poker face.
Yeah. Paul broke me down 10 years ago, so.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Working under Paul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had been here only like 2 weeks when he yelled at me in a meeting, and I didn't know anybody still.
Mm-hmm.
And I, yeah, went to the bathroom and cried. Backlog. Updates.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He had to come in the women's restroom.
And yell at you?
No, and apologize.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I do have emotions.
Okay, so which emotions do you most and least frequently feel?
Oh.
Right, that's why I skipped that one.
I like it better. The most emotions I feel are pride. And that goes with work and in my personal life. Very proud of my husband, my kids, and I'm very proud of you and our team. So I feel that the most. The emotion I feel the least is sadness, thankfully. Nothing to be unhappy about.
I like that.
Can I ask the second part of that?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So if your emotions were a person, who would they look like?
Like a celebrity?
If my emotions were
a person, who would they look like?
Why did you ask that? I don't like that question.
I don't know. I was hoping for the Paul Sims answer.
If my emotions look like Paul Sims, no offense, but I don't know what my... It's stupid. I don't like that question.
Well, speaking of Paul Sims...
Yeah, so, I was just going to say...
Okay, well, let's... We're going to rewind. We're going to pause the game for a second because I want to know first, just Shonda, like before new home, sales, construction, all of that came into your life, what was that like for you?
Before this?
Are you a Houston native?
I'm a Houston native, yes. I actually went to Klein High School. That's where I met my husband.
Aww.
It's not a cute story though. I mean, we knew each other, but it's not like high school sweethearts or anything. We caught up years later. But I did meet him there. He was a friend of mine. Still have most of my friends from high school. After that, went to college for a few years, decided that really wasn't the route I wanted to take. And I've always been a hard worker, but, I just always loved working.
Mm-hmm.
And, I worked for... I'll age myself. It's fine. Southwestern Bell Wireless.
Oh, yes. SWB.
He just called me too.
Southwestern Bell?
Southwestern Bell Wireless, yes. And I managed a team there. So.
Oh, is somebody calling you?
Paul Sims.
Paul.
You should have answered.
No.
Do y'all need to take it? No.
Paul, I said to answer the phone.
We both said answer the phone.
But yes.
We can totally time out and you can take a call.
Okay, so Southwestern Bell.
Yeah, and I worked there for like 7 years in Dallas, and then I came back here and pretty much been here ever since and got into this industry in 2003, title company. Then I worked at Horton in the office, and then Paul actually gave me my first shot in new home sales at Kimball Hill.
I love that. You and I are very much alike in our paths, which is wild. I didn't know that. So I, too, didn't think college was for me.
Yeah.
And Paul Sims was the first who gave me a job offer in new home sales.
That is awesome.
Back with U.S. Home.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he started, too. So,
yeah.
Well, was he with somebody before U.S. or that was his first gig?
To my knowledge, he was there because he was there when I was interning. So,
was he
I
mean, General Homes before that and then U.S.
Homes? Maybe. He may have been at General Homes.
Yeah.
But that was before I knew about the industry.
Who bought them?
General Homes?
Yeah. Do y'all know who?
I think it's Lennar. I think it all has become Lennar now.
Even I know U.S.
Home?
Did.
But I might be wrong.
Well, U.S. Home did. Yes. Mm-hmm. U.S. Home, we officed out of the same building with Lennar and Village and everybody. But Paul was... my very first boss.
What year was that?
That was 2000, 2001.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he hired me in 2005. So it's been almost 20 years, but I was with Horton before that. But I was just in the office. And then I saw the money people were making.
Oh, yeah.
I processed contracts. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
"What am I doing?
This person isn't very smart and they're making that." I was like, I could do that.
Yes.
Let me get that gig.
Let me get my hands on that job.
So when you joined Paul at Kimball Hill, mm-hmm. you were on the sales floor or did you immediately go to manager?
No, I was on the sales floor.
How long were you on the sales floor?
For almost 4 years before the company closed.
Mm-hmm. What happened after that?
Then I went over to Guillen Brightland, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. And then I was there for three and a half very long years. It was great.
It's on the sales floor as well?
On the sales floor. And then I went straight from there to Ashton Woods, where I've been 12 years.
And Paul was already there.
Paul was already there, yes.
Yes. So I love that y'all reconnected. And
yes. I didn't have a choice. Like, after Kimball Hill, he came in my model every week.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he wasn't working there for a while. And I was like, you need a job because you're out here more than most of my people with homes under construction.
So you need something to do to fill your time.
Find a job. And then he went to Ashton Woods and then I came over there.
I love that.
What a story.
Yeah, it all worked out.
So total time on the sales floor was 7 years?
Seven and a half, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then now you've been at Ashton Woods for?
It'll be 12 in June.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I started as general sales manager and then mm-hmm. was promoted to VP 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's been good. It's been a great ride.
So I have another question going into that, but I want to hear how you got into, how did you go from hoping to see Cowboys in New Jersey and the letdown to Houston and new home sales? What was your journey like?
So my mom got remarried and my stepdad got transferred down here between my junior and senior year of high school. And I too graduated from Klein High School.
Did y'all know each other?
I didn't know that.
No. Daniel is 9 years older than me, Christy Durrett.
Oh.
But thank you.
Apologies.
Hey, we'll make sure you get another contract.
Yeah.
So wait, what told you to hedge your side? So y'all both went to Klein High School. What, did either of you, did you go to Dory?
I went to Kleb.
I dated a Dory.
I went to Dory.
Y'all were not there at the same time.
No.
You went to Klein Collins, right?
No, I moved and went. I moved my freshman year and I went to Tomball.
Oh.
I graduated Tomball High School, but I went to Tyson Dory.
Okay.
And I was supposed to go to Klein.
I moved down between my junior and senior year of high school and mm-hmm. Dory wasn't built then, but my little brother and sister went to Dory.
Oh, my.
It did not exist.
It didn't exist. I was there, though, with the dedication because I was dating a Dory at the time.
I am impressed that Dory was not there.
Yes.
Yeah. So you moved down here. Okay, let's...
Oh, God.
Got it.
Is this over yet?
No.
Oh, no.
We're just getting started.
Oh, Lord.
Like halfway through.
You're going to edit this stuff, right?
Oh, no. We want the people to know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
After high school, I went to college for a little while. Didn't work out real well for me.
I love that for us.
So I went and joined the Army.
Oh,
I love that for us.
I love that none of us could make college work.
You know what you want to do.
That's right.
And look at us now. Yeah. That's what I tell my dad.
And I didn't know
what I tell my kids.
So
that's save me the money.
Yes.
Get you in real estate tomorrow.
Yes.
Do it, kids. Right. Do it.
Just TM does not promote this advice.
Hey, we promote anybody who wants to do well in real estate, college or not.
Yes.
Right.
There you go.
So.
Army.
Got out of the Army, got into the car business, and was in the car business for a while. And then my friend had gone to sell acreage properties, mm-hmm. kind of like where you buy acreage and build your home whenever you want.
Yeah, on your lot.
Yeah. And but no, not for a home builder. I was selling the actual lots.
Okay.
For the developer. And then one night I was invited to play in a poker tournament. I never played poker or Texas Hold'em before. And it was $40 entry, $1,000 first prize. I won it. And that was on Saturday night. On Tuesday, the VP of HR for the builder, it was all a bunch of builder people. Mm-hmm. She called me and said, hey, would you like to come sell homes?
Oh, wow.
So that's how I got into this.
Are you able to say who that was for?
Yeah, it was. They're no longer around. It was Royce Homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so... I went to work for Royce, and then a couple other builders. My was with Perry for 8.5 years, mm-hmm. and then was
in sales or in
sales.
Okay.
So and then I was selling in town, and I was contacted by a person who had worked for Ashton Woods for a long time, and said, "Hey, do you know that they're hiring another general sales manager?" Because Shauna was a GSM at that time, too.
Right.
And she said, I think you'd be good at it. I had mentored her while she was at Perry. And here I am, almost 6 years later.
So you've been in the business for 6 years?
No,
6 years at Ashton Woods.
I was like, wait a second, the math is not
math. Since 2003 is when I got in this business.
So 19 years.
Yeah. 2004, sorry, she was 2003.
So 20 years.
20 years.
And now 6 years. So you guys have really been there a while together.
Yes.
But that's not great. To me, the great thing is the amount of salespeople that we have that have been here longer than I have.
Oh, that you don't have the turnover.
And yes.
Right.
No. And the culture that I've been a part of, that we as a team have helped establish and continue, has been pretty good.
I love the culture at Ashton Woods.
Yeah.
Well, so
I love it.
Okay, since you've brought that up, because that is something that I think is important to Turner Mangum, too, mm-hmm. and that we talk about a lot, is culture. So what is the culture? If somebody doesn't know who Ashton Woods is, what is your culture? What makes you guys different?
Really, it starts from the top up. I mean, our CEO, Ken Balog, he comes to town. He takes us to dinner. You know, he just wears... He's just a normal, down-to-earth person. The smartest mm-hmm. person I've ever met, but very down-to-earth. And, you know, in the Houston division, I can't speak for every other division, but I feel like they all know that we have an open-door policy and that Daniel and I work very closely together. And the team, mm-hmm. you know, relies on us. We have positive attitudes. And I think, you know, for the most part, we all just really... get along really well.
Y'all do.
Yes.
And you can see that
oh, yes.
when y'all's team is together.
Yes.
Like it's just unspoken, but you can just tell.
Yeah. Our sales meetings are really interactive. Mm-hmm. You know, we have an agenda and we get there and then we open up the floor and we really, you know, you never know where suggestion or room for improvement comes from. And so we open it up and yeah, sometimes, you know, they call your baby ugly, and that's just the way it is. And we see, you know, what we can do to make it better.
Sure,
sure.
So, yeah, but culture-wise, it's really about believing in the people who work with us, who are on the front line every day.
Well, and we really care
mm-hmm. yes. I was gonna say,
about them as people, yes. not just, you know, salespeople. And we care about, you know, their well-being.
Sure.
At work and outside of work. So I think that they really feel that from both Daniel and I.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see the culture, but I can also see where you and Daniel, I hate to say take really good care of the sales team, but for lack of better words, the morale is very good at Ashton Woods. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that comes from you too. The open door policy, just the openness in general, the honesty, the events that you guys do together. It's
really my dad jokes that make it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do you have one? Do you have a dad joke for us?
You didn't tee one up for today?
Okay.
Oh.
Do you know?
He was waiting. I was going to twist his arm, but he has one. Okay, go.
He was just waiting for that door to open.
Okay, so actually this was told to me by another member of our team.
Oh, no.
But do you know when...
Was it Jimmy?
No.
Chris.
Do you know when a joke becomes a dad joke? Apparently, when it's delivered...
That one's bad.
Bad. They're not good. They're
here,
bad.
Your turn. Ask Daniel a question.
Do you regret that now? Do you regret
that? No, because you know he had it teed up. He was saving it.
Yeah. And he that's the best it. You had.
I have a good dad joke.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, it's very easy. I feel like everybody knows it.
Okay, go. Okay.
What is a mermaid's favorite laundry detergent?
Tide.
Yes.
Of course you know the answer.
In his book of jokes.
Yeah, it's in his book. Oh, this is good.
No, oh,
ready? This could not have played out better. What do you think my most annoying habit is?
Be careful with your words.
The most annoying habit is the shortest texts.
Like K?
No, the question is the funniest habit is because she uses voice to text, and those are hilarious.
Yeah, you have to kind of. I have one from you today about the what to order at lunch, and it's makes no sense. But I figured out it was queso, but it was a K and then S O. So you were voice
That's
texting.
That's one way to tell it.
But yeah, so sometimes you get a text and you're like, okay. She's happy. She's not.
Ooh,
is this a question? Does this need a response?
I feel like if I ever text you, it always needs a response. Yeah. Even that works.
All I have to give you.
I need to be acknowledged, though.
Yes.
Yes.
So you get the thumbs up.
The thumbs up is fine, but sometimes he just won't respond at all.
Oh. And then you do the exclamation.
And that's your most annoying habit.
The question mark. The she double question. It on you. Well, it's okay.
He could maybe just be trying to decipher it.
No, sometimes I'm trying to gather information that I don't have and
just taking notes.
And to make sure I give an accurate answer.
Oh.
And sometimes I just ignore it.
So short text messages.
Yeah, just be truthful.
I know. Short text messages. That's
my most annoying trick.
I don't.
Wow.
Bad.
I'm better than I thought.
So I know.
That's all you can come up with? I thought you were really going to open this up.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. He's thought about it.
All right.
Okay. He's thought about it now.
So in our sales leadership management team, sales, what do we call the four of us? I don't know. The
sales and marketing department?
Yes.
Wait, who's the four?
We have Kelly, who's our marketing manager, and then Lenny, who is our sales coordinator.
Yes. Okay.
So she processes all the contracts.
Okay.
So they're female, I'm the male in there, and as I was telling you today, oh, you know, y'all talk about boutiques and shopping for, look at this cute outfit, and everything, and I'm like... Really?
You got nothing to add to that conversation.
She asked me, don't you have an opinion? I'm like, no.
Not really.
We even pick out your clothes.
You
oh.
Did.
We picked out his suit for Prism.
Yes, they did. They they helped me pick out which tux to rent.
Yeah. You've already got your Prism outfit?
For last.
This was for last.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, that's planning ahead.
Yes.
Okay. But are you attending again this year?
Since it looked good, I'll probably rent the same thing.
Yeah, it was very, very nice.
It was very classic. It was a dark blue tux. I wouldn't have picked that, but their suggestion, I went with it.
Oh, I can see that.
See, there are perks to all females around you in the workplace.
They make you look good.
Yes.
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 They will encourage you to dress up.
Yeah, that's
the
really
the second question is, what do you think your most annoying habit is?
Not answering your text.
She gave you that answer, though.
I already said that.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to just go with it because it's safe and easy.
Okay. Boring is what you mean.
Interpret it how you want. I'm going to go like with a voice boring. To text.
So I have a question for you, too. Turner Mangum, we are kind of a new partner with you all. Yeah. How long has it been? About 6 months? That's still fairly new.
I think
new.
So.
November.
Was that it November? It was?
That's
November?
When we went live, I think, with our listings.
October or November?
Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
It was cold.
Oh, outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was outside. A dark, dreary November.
I don't know when it's cold in Texas. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Not today. Not here in February.
No.
So what was something that stood out to you guys about Turner Mangum that...
Well, it wasn't Jared. So...
Jared's getting roasted and he's not even here.
Well,
Jared, I got
he's
you,
not
buddy.
Here.
Daniel does always have Jared when we have the group text and we're all talking about Jared. And then Daniel's like, Jared, you're so nice.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
It
What's
was
up,
not
Jared? Or we just start like texting him just to make him feel included.
Okay.
Do you want me to answer first?
Sure.
So a couple things stood out.
Number one. And I'm going to do like you and just repeat what you say.
No.
The Jared had sat in our seat, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He understands... our side of the business. Well, never having been a VP of, I don't think he was a VP of sales or anything.
He was not.
But he understood what it's like to be in that sales office every day.
Yes.
Yes.
And people who come in and, you know, they can't afford to rub two sticks together. Mm-hmm. Or people who demand everything. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of stood out about his level of expertise mm-hmm. in addressing issues that we face on a daily basis. And then communicating that to the team when he brought you in and people felt that confidence in his experience. The other thing is that he opened our eyes to things we were missing that we didn't even know we were missing. And one of the things in, one of the leadership books that I read is if you continue to say, because that's all the way we've always done it.
Oh yeah.
You'll never have growth. Right.
Yeah.
And we want to grow.
For sure.
So
I love
We're
both
excited
of
to grow with you guys.
Yeah.
100%.
I am too.
So I would say what stood out originally was Christy.
Oh, thank you.
Because I had worked with you in the past mm-hmm. and I knew, that you wouldn't team up with anybody that wasn't the best of the best. So I trusted right away because I know your passion for this business, and between your passion and your dedication to the industry, I knew like this is probably gonna be something really great, and it has been.
Oh,
that is so sweet,
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we got a bonus, Christy.
Too.
And you got
right.
a bonus, Christy.
Yes.
Yes. And then we got this.
Truly.
This. No, you want to know what I call her?
This.
What do you call me?
A country Disney character.
Which Disney character?
I like her
it better
own.
Be, thank you.
Yeah, her own. Like, she's just like this personality.
This
when I first met her, I was like, wait, is she for real?
It's for real.
And then I was like, she's for real. It's like genuine. I was like, okay, now it's like, I get it. I get her. But yeah, I call her country Disney.
Do you know she starts out this way at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, well, it doesn't surprise me because I see her on that damn bicycle.
That's what I
at
mean.
Five. So yeah.
I would love for y'all to come.
No.
But yeah, it is.
Oh, we can't. His arm's broken.
And she'd have to drive. So
yeah.
And the doctor advised I sleep in.
Yes.
Well, once you're healed. I tried it. I almost passed out.
Did you go on her birthday?
I did.
She did.
Okay. And I almost passed out.
And you don't.
No, she
did
just,
you tap out or did
she
you
She did tap out. No,
I just sat on the bike the last like 3 songs.
She unclipped her feet
yeah, I did.
And just sat and just smiled at me.
I was hearing stars.
So you're the
colors.
Instructor.
No, they allow me on podium to get up there and do things. But I'm not an official
instructor. When they started dancing without holding on to the bike, I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's Bryce not for me. Just sat down.
It was over for me. They were clapping and doing dance moves and choreographing.
Is that
and
like getting like, on and off or being on one pedal? And
no, you were actually still pedaling, but your hands, you are not holding on to the bike. You were like doing
and you're
like
up out of the saddle, so you, not in the seat.
As a kid, you never rode like hands-free? Look, Mom, no hands?
I am not here for danger. Never have been. I do not like dangerous things at all.
I do enjoy dangerous things.
I don't
things.
Think working out should be dangerous.
I found it very dangerous to be letting go of my hands.
Oh, my word.
What can you fall like 2.5 feet to the ground? It can't
be
that dangerous.
You are clipped into the bike. If you fall, you're going to like...
dead.
You're going to like fall and like...
So you're clipped in so you can't fall off.
You can, but you would like hurt your legs.
Like that.
The bike will hold on to you as you fall.
Yeah.
It's not like you fall and you can like catch yourself. Like you will be like dangling from the bike.
Well... Let's
that's
roast.
Her nickname for me, Dangle.
Yeah, I call him Dangle. He loves it. See?
Instead
well,
of Daniel.
I don't want to know.
Instead of Daniel, Dangle.
I know, but I don't. We don't need to know what's dangling. We'll just.
No, it's not anything like that. Oh my God.
Well, I don't know why we would call
it was
him
about
Dangle.
The audience is laughing. Wow. It was about to be Christy from the bike.
You know what? I'm going to take this whole conversation and say thank you.
Well, I'm going to say thank you.
For the compliment.
You're welcome.
And the bonus Christy.
Yes,
the Disney Country Disney.
And then also Hannah.
Hannah's wonderful.
Yes. You know, before we moved on to Turner Mangum, she was a big part of working with Ashton Woods. And then Jared grew on me a little bit. It's still happening.
He's still growing on me, too.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's like
mold, or
like
exactly.
A fungus.
The one that's
like
good fungus? For you, the kind that has health benefits.
Right. A probiotic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody needs one.
Probiotic.
Take it daily.
Yeah,
that's
he's like that.
There's a meme in there somewhere.
Jared is now the probiotic.
That's perfect.
Of the real estate industry. He helps move things along.
He does. There you go. See?
Oh,
it all worked out. Literally. Worked it all out.
Yeah, I was about to say, someone draw a card.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lots.
Okay.
No.
Dang it. How are you feeling, by the way?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Does your arm hurt?
No, he can't feel anything, probably.
I took both pain medications when we got here, and yeah, the opioids are kicking in, so I'm feeling pretty good. What do you most frequently compare yourself to, or who do you most frequently compare yourself to, and why?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you weren't asking yourself. That makes sense. Oh, gosh. I would definitely compare myself to two people. First being my mom, because she was always such a hard worker. 2-3 jobs, whatever it took to make everything happen. She's very smart. Consider myself to be pretty smart. And then my son, because he and I butt heads so much because we're so much alike.
Oh.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's fun. You have a daughter like that?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting as she gets older.
Yeah, it gets real intense for a while. But now that he's 20, we get along like this. But for a few years, yeah, it was, he and we're a lot alike. I don't need to mention in what ways because it's not the good parts of ourselves. It's the...
But they have cool conversations because he'll call while,
yeah,
you know, because we spend a lot of time when we're at the office, we're in meetings or whatever, and he'll call and they have a great relationship.
Aww. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I have to ask, awesome. What is your zodiac sign?
What would you think?
I feel like I should know your birthday. So I feel like I should know your zodiac sign.
What's the poisonous one?
What?
Oh, not Scorpion, though. No.
The poisonous.
My grandma was a Scorpio.
Scorpio
she had a tattoo
right
here.
I know where your grandmother lived.
Oh, my.
You do?
That's scary.
Or the other grandmother.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other grandmother.
The other grandmother.
That's
uh-oh.
That one. I'm a Libra.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
And I'm married to a Libra.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, usually that doesn't work out.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
That's intense.
It'll be 22 years in April.
Okay.
When's your anniversary?
So it's working out.
April 18th.
Okay. My birthday's in April.
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about... Is that a bull?
Stubborn bull.
Stubborn. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm very much so a Taurus.
Yeah. And your sign?
I don't... I was born in February.
You don't know your zodiac sign?
And you don't know your Hogwarts house?
What?
Neither.
It's a Hogwarts
My
house.
My wife was asked if she
I
was...
I know neither.
If she was from a Hogwarts house... by a fellow parent at our daughter's school the other at Mother's Night Out. They were all drink and my wife's like,
wait, they were drinking and talking about Hogwarts houses?
Do none these of are y'all
not know? Not my wife. People. My wife was like,
these are not these
none
are not.
Of y'all know your Hogwarts house?
No.
I've never read the
I
book.
Don't even know.
I don't know one thing about
any of
it. I saw
half of one movie and I fell asleep.
Isn't
in the
that
movie.
It's a Harry Potter thing,
yeah.
Right?
I'm okay. Gonna send both of y'all, three of y'all, the links. And you're gonna find out your Hogwarts house and I wanna know what house you're in. I'm going to guess you're Slytherin.
Wow.
Ruben shaking his head. Ruben is also a Slytherin.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all would all be in the same household.
Yes. Yes. What are you?
I actually am a Slytherin.
Oh.
A what?
There's a cop.
She's committed to the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
We're going to work on our homework. Daniel is a Hufflepuff.
A what?
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff?
He huffs and puffs. Is that the same thing?
Is that age or weight joke there?
Both.
That's huff and puff.
And yeah. I think you're a Gryffindor. Because you're a cheerleader and you're just like, go team.
Oh, that is. See?
I'm going to send all y'all the link. This is homework.
Gryffindorf.
This is homework.
Are there only three? There's three. Oh, what's the fourth one?
Slytherin.
Oh, Slytherin, no, Hufflepuff.
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 Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Slither.
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw are the smart.
Is that like a white claw?
Yes.
Well, she said smart.
They're the rednecks of Harry Potter.
Ravenclaw.
That's my favorite part of this whole interview. Is that like a white claw? Yes.
Yeah, I figured so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'll be the Tia that New Home Connection podcast that we're planning to do. It's going to be an After Dark series.
Mm.
And we'll have
what
white claws.
What does that entail?
Alcohol.
I actually don't drink white claws. Those are for, like, beginners.
She's advanced.
I'm advanced.
What is your drink of choice?
Depends on where I'm at.
Okay,
where would
that's
you like
fair.
To be?
So I have certain restaurants I go to that make a vodka the way I want a vodka. I don't like to pay $8 for a vodka, and it's like nothing. I need a nice pour. So if I'm at a restaurant where I can't get a good pour, then wine for sure.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you drink wine.
Yeah,
drink espresso martinis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, those are so good. Yeah.
Yes.
Tito's and soda with a lime.
That's y'all's drink of choice?
No, I wrote it down. That's what I knew what she would say.
And I was like, me too.
Cheetos and soda.
Yep. We should have done that newlywed game where you submit questions about each other.
No. We wouldn't call it that. We would call it...
Coworker. Coworker jam.
Jam.
Coworker jam.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Yeah.
So do you want to ask
this
a question?
Is going off the rails.
Yes, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Going.
Okay. Because I think I don't think we've ever been able to ask this question yet on the podcast.
I cannot read your mind.
You can't? You're normally like
in sync?
Yes.
I know who that is.
Who?
In sync.
Bye, bye, bye.
Do the dance. Oh, wait, you can't.
Okay, no, I want to know from Shonda, because again, this is the first time we're going to be able to ask this question, is what is it like in your role as a female in this industry?
That's a great question.
So I feel in the industry that it's becoming more common. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that all of the VPs in the Texas market for Ashton Woods are female.
Really?
Yes. All the division presidents are male, but the regional president for all of Texas is female. So it's very inspiring just within Ashton Woods itself.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
I love it.
I didn't know. Are you close with the regional?
She's newer to the position. Well, probably in the last year. She was the division president for Austin, and then she was promoted. So she's Paul's boss.
Okay.
And yeah, she's phenomenal. And it's very inspiring just to get on calls and so forth. And it's, you know, it's just a nice diversity amongst all of the VPs. But in Texas, it's all female. So that's pretty cool. But in the industry, I think it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different to go to things. And, you know, most of the time your counterparts are men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think when they first meet me, they just assume I'm in the sales seat or I'm in marketing or something like that. Mm-hmm. But
and then you get to tell them.
And then I get to tell them, hey, nope. Buddy.
I love that.
I'm a VP.
That's right.
Nice.
Just kidding. I never take my title to.
She's got bigger cojones than most of the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
And I don't think that anybody in our division looks at her as a her. They look at Shonda.
As a leader. Yes.
As a leader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that makes a difference. But I think it's an important question to ask because,
except
again,
when it comes to those damn boutiques and what do you think about this outfit? And,
but see, then you get a good suit out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think it's an important question to ask because I do think that for the time that we've been in this industry, you do not get to see that as often.
No.
And like I said, since we've been doing this podcast, this is the first time mm-hmm. we've been able to ask that question. And I do find it inspiring for those of us that have sat in different seats in and around this industry and for the newcomers in the industry to be able to see someone like yourself climb that ladder. I think that that's important.
Thank you. I do love the story because when Paul gave me the chance back in 2005, I started as a sales associate, so a salesperson in training,
mm-hmm.
Which we have that same program at Ashton Woods. So, you know, we hired a young lady the other day straight out of college, you know, and it was exciting because, Mike, you have all the growth potential in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to see that and, you know, to have lived that and to been a sales associate and then a sales counselor. And then, you know, I was the GSM here for, I don't know, 8 years. And then, you know, into this position, all, you know, because they gave me a chance.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Because I worked my ass off too.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was well deserved for sure.
But you're living proof of the trajectory for somebody in a position that you offer at your company, the sales associate role. I mean, one day they could be VP.
Right. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, we've had sales associates rise to the level of VP of sales and marketing. Not in our market mm-hmm. As the sales and marketing VP, but there's a lot of internal growth opportunities with us. And it's one of the things culturally that we kind of nurture, and not only division-wise, but also corporate-wise, there are programs. And it's about ability. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. So what is something, you already gave us one, but sure. Daniel, what is something about Ashton Woods Homes that maybe somebody doesn't know on the outside? So you told us about the VPs.
Mm-hmm.
Being female, what is something maybe you can offer about Ashton Woods Homes?
So our salespeople are called community sales managers for a reason. They're empowered with certain amounts of discretionary money with picking the homes to go on, the lots, the home sites that they think are the best sellers. We review it, but we depend on them to
give
us right to run their shop as a community sales manager and to be the expert there. And we provide guidance and we provide a little oversight, but we really want to empower them to do a little bit more.
And I think that you can tell that, again, all of this stuff is so visible without words when you walk in and visit with one of your community sales managers.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yes,
I mean, you can just tell that they're running a business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it comes down to, you know, are the floor mats clean when you walk in? Are the floors clean?
Is the door squeaky?
Yes. What does the flag look like?
Yes.
So we have an American flag. Yes. We have an International Woods flag. We're about to add the Texas flag to our flag poles.
Oh, I love that. Nice. Guess
whose idea that was?
Yours.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh. Daniel.
No. Was it Kelly?
Kelly.
Oh, our Chicago born and bred.
She's marketing one to rep this.
So she's been here, it'll be 2 years in August, and she has embraced Texas like crazy. She loves Nutcracker Market. She loves the rodeo. She went 3 times last year. She was like, we need to add Texas flags. Like,
she wants all things Texan. She
loves all things Texas.
Yes.
And she is phenomenal.
And she
love working with Kelly. Yes.
Good stuff.
Kelly and Lenny both are, I mean, we're very lucky to have them both doing their jobs because they both excel at what they do.
Yeah. And that goes back to culture, too. So Lenny lives in League City. So we let her work from home 3 days a week. And then she comes in 2 days a week. Same with Kelly. She has young kids. So she works from home 3 days a week. And then, for example, last week, our corporate office was closed yesterday for President's Day. But we gave the salespeople off on President's Day as well.
Oh, goodness.
Because they had accomplished 10 sales for the week. Oh, so we had told them, if you do, you can have President's Day off. And I doubt there was another builder out there that closed yesterday.
Not that
yesterday.
I know. No.
So
not
that we try to do stuff like that that's impactful.
And that's nice that Ashton Woods allows you the kind of free reign to do that.
Yes.
Because there are other builders that would be like, their sales manager would say, sure, I'd love to give you that, but we've got to call somebody in another state and they're going to squash it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for you guys to have.
So there's discretionary. Right. They produced. So Shauna set a goal at the beginning of the week. If you do this, you get this. And
I love that.
We met the goal.
And what time did our last contract come in Sunday?
What time did I finish? 9:30 at
night. Oh, so they came found down out late. To the wire.
It came down to the wire.
Yeah.
I was already asleep.
I was about to say, I wouldn't have gotten that message until the next morning at 4.
So, and we have an internal messaging app that people put on their phones so that they don't, it's not a million texts going back and forth.
Oh,
or emails or anything like that. It's I can post something there and everybody can look at it and they know that hey, listen. So we did. We, you know, congratulations.
Aww.
Yeah.
So I was pretty happy.
I love that.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we so appreciate you guys coming on the TM New Home Connection podcast. We learned a lot. We learned a lot.
I really don't do pills. I just want to clarify that.
Oh my gosh. We don't think that you do pills.
Okay. I do booze.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's for sure.
That's okay.
Yeah. I love it. The older I've gotten, the more I like it though. Because like when your kids are growing up and they're little, you're constantly like with them. And now all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I'm almost an empty nester. I have one left at home for 1 year. So, I mean, my husband and I go to dinner and enjoy drinks now. You know, there's no little people to take care of. So we just enjoy life together. And sometimes that includes a few beverages.
Well, and you need to do that because life is short.
That's right.
And you are not promised tomorrow.
That's for sure.
That's why it's called the present.
Yes. Well, hopefully we can have you guys back on for the After Dark
session. Oh, that would be fun. We appreciate you having us.
If I'm not on drugs, I'll drink.
Okay.
Medicine. Yes. Sorry, medicine. If I'm not taking medicine.
Thank you to the leaders of Ashton Woods. We appreciate you guys so much. We've enjoyed the partnership, and we're looking forward to the growth in 2024 with the both of you and your team.
Yay. Us too. We've really enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.